This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors, which have added momentum to India's growth journey. Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said, "Today, the world views India with hope and confidence and appreciate the pace of progress which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country." The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Prime Minister Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interaction was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation Agenda for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the bond between Kashi and Tamil Nadu is not merely historical but a profound civilizational and spiritual continuum that has united Bharat for thousands of years. He noted that such exchanges reaffirm India's shared heritage and deepen the sense of national integration. He was addressing at the valedictory function of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0 held at Rameshwaram. Quoting Mahakavi Subramanya Bharti, the Vice President observed that the Kashi Tamil Sangamam reflects the poet's vision of a united, integrated and confident India. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has revised the schedule for Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, said that as per the revised schedule, the draft publication of the electoral roll will now be made on 6 January 2026. Earlier, the draft electoral roll was to be published on 31st of December 2025. The period for receiving claims and objections will remain open from 6th of January to 6th of February 2026. The final publication of Uttar Pradesh's electoral roll will be done on 6th of March. Mr. Rinwa said that the SIR process concluded in state on December 26. All enumeration forms have been received and digitized. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the trial run of the upcoming Vande Bharat sleeper train was conducted by Commissioner Railway Safety yesterday. Sharing a video of trial run, Mr. Vaishnav in a social media post said that the trial run was conducted between Kota Nagra section, in which the train ran at a speed of 180 km per hour. The glasses of water placed inside the train remained perfectly still at this speed. The Delhi government has approved the Delhi Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the bill approved by the Delhi Cabinet aims to simplify compliance procedures and decriminalize minor violations, reduce the number of cases in the courts and enhance administrative efficiency. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the funeral ceremony of former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Khalida Zia in Dhaka today. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in 5th and final T20 international at Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.